at SFM Radio and at Patricia N. Nduli.
20 minutes after 10 on 104 to 107 nationwide. This is the Late Night Conversations. My name is Patricia Nduli, talking to Colleen Cronier, who's the CEO of Brainline. And we are looking at how to register and prepare for homeschooling or home education. A-teamers, remember you can join in on the conversation by sending SMSs to 41391 or WhatsApps to 0614 104 107. Now, Colleen, I remember when my eldest child started primary school. The first grade R, grade one, was fine, but towards grade two, he kept on saying, "Mom, I think I want to homeschool," because there were a lot of other friends in his other social groups and sporting extramurals who were being homeschooled. So he kept on hearing how fun it is. And because he's an independent child in terms of thinking, he thought this would be for him. Come March 2020, when schools were closed down, with the first lockdown, a month in it, my child was already, "Mom, I need to go back to school." And when I sat down with him and I asked, "Why now?" I thought this was what you were looking for and this is an opportunity for you to be able to. He said, "No, I enjoy having an actual teacher, not mom teacher, in front of me. And I enjoy knowing that there are other kids around to go and play with during break who are my age." So don't you think that when we are about to take the decision of homeschooling, we need to consider having these conversations, or even if your child is too young, but analyzing your child's requirements and their educational needs?
You're absolutely right. I mean, within this very same family, you may have two or three children, and none of them are the same. In our case, my oldest daughter is a very independent child. Well, she's grown up to be a very independent young woman. And she tackled everything. She grabbed the bull by the horns and really got into their own academic progress and really steered and self-disciplined herself to get herself through the academia of it all. Whereas my younger child, also my youngest daughter, also today a young woman, she was this and still is this social absolutely butterfly. She wants to be involved in everything, and she wants to do everything and organize everything. So for her, home education didn't suit her well, didn't sit well with her. So even though she was home educated, she never went to school up until the age of grade six. She came to me, and then she said, "Mom, I really want to see what school is all about. Can I go back to school?" And at first, I was really disappointed because I thought I'd let my child down. Why didn't she love home education? It's supposed to be the best thing ever since sliced bread. But for me, it's also about what is the desire of my child. I want her to be happy. I want her to be in an environment that she really flourishes. And I said to her, "Well, let's sit down and discuss it." And we decided she would choose her own school and went about finding a school. And she chose her own school. And at the beginning of grade seven, she went back to school. And she was extremely happy in school. And she finished grade 12 in school. Whereas my oldest child, of course, she was bitten by this, "Okay, look, let's go back to school" thing. And she was there for one term and one term only. And she said, "Mom, I hate that. They're wasting my time." And she went back to home education and she put herself through matric. So for me, it's all about what is your child, as you rightly said, what is their learning style? What fits them perfectly? What is their environment? And let's talk about the social thing. For me, it was quite important that my children should be involved socially in all kind of activities. And they were active in sports. Both of my daughters were active in gymnastics. And we were part of the University of Pretoria gymnastics team. And that was a wonderful experience. They took music as part of their education. And for me, that was important. That was just a mom thing on my side. So they took part there socially in all kinds of musical activities where they learned to play an instrument. Both of them did both piano and guitar, and they were extremely happy in both of those. So, yes, one child has to be balance between social activities, academic activities, and everything else in family life that makes it such a wonderful environment. For us as an entrepreneurial family, it was also important for me that my children should know what business is all about and how to be an entrepreneur. And I think that they found that quite valuable, even now as they are young women in their own careers doing their own thing. They all got their own degrees. I can see the tiny bits of input that we had in our in their lives as entrepreneurs, that entrepreneurial spirit, looking for ideas, looking for new things to do, taking risks but calculated risk, and all of those nice things. Well, at least that was what we as a family thought were important values that we had to impart to them.
I've got a question here from an ATMO says, how do you organize homeschooling for mentally ill children?
Again, for me, it's about arming yourself with knowledge. One cannot answer that question in a general way. One has to go and find professional people. I am sure that if you have such a child, you would have had exposure to medical professionals, all sorts of professionals who have had input into that child's life and into your life up to this point in time. Going back to those people and saying, listen, please help me. Where do I go? Where do I find more information on how I can help my child? And these days, there are wonderful people and wonderful resources out there that one can go back and find out how can I best help my child to reach their best potential. It doesn't matter what their abilities are, what kind of talents they have that I can enhance the best I know how. And to find access to those resources and knock on doors until somebody comes to give you a bit more knowledge as to what can I do for my specific child.
Now, let's get down to what are the things that we need to do to register to homeschool. Because I know some parents think it's an automatic process. If you've got the curriculum at your disposal, then it's fine. But that's not the case.
No, you're quite right. It's not the case. The South African Schools Act is quite clear. It says that the department or the South African government recognizes three kinds of schools: public schools, independent schools, and homeschooling. Now, homeschooling means I, as a parent, teach my own children. In other words, I take the responsibility for their academic education. It also states that children between the ages of 7 and 15 or grade 9, whichever one of those come first, have to register for home education. Now, as I was looking around just before our conversation started, I came upon this article that said on the ENCA news channel, the SUFI explains homeschooling application process, and it was published on the 29th of May 2020. And it says there that Mr. Lesufi promises that parents who would like to register for home education, it says here, Lesufi said approval will be done within 7 days and parents will be provided with a curriculum to follow. That means that even the Department of Education has seen that the process of registration needs to be expedited. People need quick results. They need to register their children quickly for home education so that they can continue on and safely move between home education and school and back. Now, Patricia, if you're interested, I can give, for all the parents who are interested in home education, the internet link for registering online for home education. Would that be okay for you?
Go ahead.
Wonderful. It says www.education.gov.za. Now it becomes a bit tricky because there's a further extension. It says /programs/homeeducation.astx. Now, if you access that link, it asks you to choose your province And once you've chosen your province, it takes you to an online form that you have to fill in. Now, parents who start this process that will find that they need their own ID documents. They also need the birth certificate of their children. And then they've got to, on that particular form, state what curriculum they will be following. Now, mostly, one would state that one follows the revised curriculum statement, in other words, the South African curriculum, or as most people know it, as the CAPS-based curriculum. And then they ask you how many hours are you going to spend per day educating your child. And those are the things normally if you one looks at a normal school. Now, if you're starting to home education, it's very difficult to say, how many hours am I going to spend? But if you roughly think about, if your child is at school, how many hours are they actually at school? Well, between 3 and 5 hours. Of course, they will not use all of those hours and all of those minutes just spending that on academic education. They will be doing physical education. They will be doing all sorts of social and interactivities, etc., etc. So between 3 and 5 hours per day would be roughly how much time you would spend on the academic education of your child. And you would just structure that in your family, thinking about how do we think we are going to go ahead with this. And that's the way that you complete that specific form.
Talking about curricula, do you then get the particular curricula that you choose on this particular website? Or is there another source where you need to get your materials to then assist your children or child in the homeschooling process?
You know, Patricia, there are so many curricula to choose from. And the SASA Act is clear that as a home educating parent, you may choose the curriculum that you find to be in the interest of your own child. Now, all of us are well versed with or familiar with the CAPS curriculum or the South African curriculum that normally is used in public schools and many independent schools, but there are so many others. There is the Cambridge curriculum, which is an international or, as it's commonly called, a foreign curriculum. There is all sorts of curricula that you can follow in home education that you feel is best suited to your own children. And the Department of Education is quite clear. You can choose the curriculum of your own choosing, but they're also clear that that particular curriculum shouldn't be of the same standard or better than the one that is offered in South African public schools. And as long as I adhere to that, I can use any curriculum that I find is in the interest of my own child.
So where do we get the course material then for the parents who are keen on homeschooling?
I think the best part or the best place to start is with the website from the Department of Education. It's called Tutong, T-H-U-T-O-N-G. If you Google that, you'll find that very easily. And if there's a criticism against that website, it is that it is inundated with information, almost too much information. You will find all of the grades, all of the information in there, not only particular to the grade, but also to the subject. You will find the syllabus there. You will find free resources, free textbooks that you can download from that site without having to pay for it. And that's where you can start getting the foundation. And as you become more experience in home education, you start looking around more and more and more. When you walk into the CNA or in Franscott or in Jutta or any good bookseller, you become quite critical of what kind of resources can I find in those many bookstores, etc., etc. And one can find the most beautiful books, but one not only needs to do the curriculum by itself, but also supplement the curriculum. Remember, our children are so hungry for knowledge. They are so interested in wonderful ideas and aspects of life out there. And the books out there are just beautiful. Also look at different websites that can offer you free resources. Remember, many resources are no longer copyrighted, and we forget that those resources are all free. So go onto the internet if you've got access to data, or ask a friend, and one can share those resources because they're no longer copyrighted.
Excellent. Thank you very much for the advice, Colleen. It's been such a great pleasure having you.
Always a pleasure, and thank you, and have a lovely evening.
Yes, to homeschooling. The time is 36 minutes after 10. This is